So I would like to thank Liana for inviting me to do the show, which is actually a second installment of the series. First one was done with Allison, and she was talking about her life in America. And on the contrary, to spice it up a little bit, I'm going to tell about my childhood on a farm, because it was quite eventful. And I don't know if all of you have experience of being a farm boy or a farm girl. I presume that some of you did.
Yeah.
Kind of, sort of. So yeah, so maybe you will be sympathizing with those stories, and maybe some of those stories happened to you as well. I'm pretty sure that it wasn't as eventful as Jane's stories, who I hope you will invite to do the third episode. So, the first story, I decided to entitle Hands Full of Worms, the story of the chicken disco. Because I grew up on a tomato and mushroom farm, which is kind of a weird combination, it was kind of a lonely place for an only child, so all the adults were always kind of busy doing mushrooms and tomatoes. related stuff, obviously. It was a nightmare for me because when I was little, I could not find anyone really on the farm to relate to. So that's when all the farm animals came to play. By the way, speaking of cutting down mushrooms, usually the children are being punished to go to your room, think about what you've been doing. Well, I've been punished to go to the mushroom room to think about what I was doing. Which was the most horrible punishment you could ever be given. Like, you would go to a mushroom room, which was completely dark, because mushrooms grow in the dark, and you would be just left there for a couple of minutes to rethink what you did. And I just, yeah, like, it really made me think about my life a lot, apart from peeing my pants for being super scared of all the mushrooms around me. But enough digressions. Apart from mushrooms, we also had a lot of farm animals, chickens, turkeys, dogs, cats, a horse, and two pigs, and some ducks. But I will talk about the horrible ducks, the scumbags, later. I hate ducks, by the way. Like, if yeah, you'll find out from this show that I really, really don't like ducks. And it's not about their weird anatomy, which I don't think is appropriate to be saying on this show. But my favorite animals out of all of them were the chicken, the hens. I had a few games that I was playing with them, so the basic one was just chasing them and just having fun seeing them running around from me. And also a very gross game that I invented, which was just picking up every single stone on the farm and finding earthworms, slugs, and just like running around with handfuls of slimy, horrible worms and just like giving it to them. And they got so accustomed to me that they were actually eating from my hands, which was quite an impressive thing to do at that time. My mom and dad always say that they have the image of me running around in my underpants, like half naked, 5 years old, and just like with hands full of worms right into the chicken pen. The second game was about putting all the chicken in order when they were about to sleep. Because, you know, like the chicken sleep on like a ladder in the chicken pen. So basically, just before bedtime, my favorite activity was to put them like according to color. Which at first, when I thought about it, it's like, oh yeah, I was already kind of artistic and kind of wanted harmony and symmetry. But when I talked about it with my friend Helen, she was like, huh, you were kind of a racist. Because I was, yeah. If you look at it, I was putting black hens and white hens separately on different types of the ladder. So I was even creating like a social structure for them, which was kind of weird and creepy. Separate, but equal. Kind of. Sort of. But to the point of the story, the greatest game and probably the one that gave me the biggest enjoyment out of all of these was throwing chicken discos or chicken parties, whatever. I was a great fan of music as a kid, of such classics as Britney Spears, Enrique Iglesias, Ricky Martin. I wanted to share my love for that music with all my chicken friends. I don't think they were fans because they would never come when I was playing the music outside the window. So I, thanks to my granny, who always indulged my weird hobbies, I would get an old piece of her homemade bread and would sit on a window that was facing the farm with a loaf of bread in one hand and a boombox with a cassette of Britney Spears on Enrique in second hand. And I would just throw the bread for the chicken, screaming, "Dance, chicken, dance!" And they would come and eat everything. And I would be like, haha, laughing, like I'm making, throwing a nice party. Sounds kind of lonely, but it was a lot of fun. Probably that was also the time when I created a Pavlovian response to them, because since that time, they would always come to me whenever I was playing any kind of music. So if you played any kind of music, it didn't have to be mean. Even like if my dad was washing the car or something and then he played music, they would just come surround the car and just like demand bread. So yeah, that was the first story about me playing, throwing the discos. I'll try to be more organized with the second one because I'm doing, but you will have fun cutting it later on. I'm not a very good speaker. I'm a better dancer. Do, 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 do. So the second story is about losing my innocence to ducks. And that's why I hate them. So believe it or not, summers in Poland are really hot. Really, really hot. And sometimes the temperature reaches 40 degrees Celsius because our climate just doesn't know the middle ground. Like in here, we have either minus 700 in winter or plus million in summer. But at least we get proper seasons, like proper winter, proper summer, not this kind of like British falling from the sky all year. So when it gets hot, the best way to cool yourself down, apart from running from water sprinklers, which were on our fields and everything, which was also awesome, but then my dad would tell me that he also like put pesticides there, so my leg would fall off. I wasn't doing that often. We had an inflatable pool to fill in with water that I really loved to be for splashy, splashy fun. And usually our garden in which I was playing was divided from the farm where the farm animals were playing so that they wouldn't eat all the precious flowers and shit around the house, which is not convenient. And also because our horse had a very like unusual appetite for woolen jumpers. And my mom told me that one day when I was sitting on a blanket with like a few kittens around me, because that's what you do, like I was just like 1 year old and just like kittens around me, I was just rolling on the blanket. And then I saw that like a horse face reaching for all of the jumpers that were drying on the line and just like munching slowly on it. I was just like looking at it. And then my mom came and she's like, "Why didn't you say something?" And I didn't reply because I couldn't talk at that time. So, yeah, it was dangerous to actually put anything out there within the proximity of the horse. So this time when I was having fun in the tiny swimming pool, someone forgot to close the gate to the garden. So I'm having all the fun in the world. It's lovely, splashy, unattended. Someone could just barge in and like kidnap me and no one would notice because all the adults were somewhere doing some farm work. So I'm playing, and I suddenly hear a splash, and it's like, whoa, what's that? I turn around, and there are like few little ducklings, like beautiful, tiny little yellow ducklings doing beep, beep, beep sounds, like amazing, like, oh, I was just so mesmerized by them. And all animals, as you probably know, are super cute when they're young, so they have like tiny beaks and like fuzzy wings, and everything's super cute. You could just smush them, they're so cute. I moved towards them because they were kind of cute and friendly, so I took one of them in my hands to pet it, and it would make the cutest little noises. And if I wasn't young and stupid, I would probably understand that these noises mean help! A big monster with like no fur is trying to kill me, which probably was what they were screaming to their parents, because suddenly I could hear like a massive flap of wings and I got hit in the head by the mother duck who arrived from the back, from behind, and she actually started like started flapping and like scratching me on the back of my head. I didn't know what was going on, so I just started screaming. And then another duck came, because you have to know about our ducks, we only had two, and for some reason they were both female and they were always together, so we had like lesbian ducks going on our farm, and they were always walking around together. They would always make a certain number of circles around the house. They even had like a pathway that they made themselves, because they were doing this the same route every day for like 50 times. And they were always together. They were just like, we call them Tekla and Lola, whatever. But yeah, they were our lovely lesbian ducks. So the second duck, after the first one attacked me, started flapping its wings as well. Both of them get into the pool, and I was just frozen, screaming. I was just screaming, frozen inside, sitting in the water with ducks around me. And before my mother came to actually fetch me and chase all the ducks away, ducks managed to shit all over me. All of them. Even the ducks I was holding in my hands, the tiny ducklings. I was basically just covered in duck shit and feathers. My mom takes me out of the pool. And and the ducks, instead of running away from her, because she was the bigger human, I was just like three, four years old, I don't know, they started chasing her. So that probably explains why there is such a big hatred in my heart towards ducks, because they're just vicious and they will shit all over you when they can. Yep, that's it. I believe that one of the ducks was impregnated during some kind of wild escapade, that maybe she encountered a Mr. Duck, because they fly and everything. Yeah.
Do you think it was Jesus?
It might have been Jesus. It might have been the duck Jesus. The Jesus. That sounds weird. But yeah. Don't ever mess around with ducks. Plus, as far as I know, they have corkscrew penises and corkscrew vaginas. And that makes mutual corkscrewing very difficult for them. So each sexual encounter for them is a battle. Also, after a mating season, the male duck's penis falls off and then grows bigger. So they're kind of weird that way. I kind of don't like them. They're very weird animals. Yeah. But that's for another story. I believe that if you're looking for more information on ducks, just visit www.duck.com. I don't know. Yeah, that's it. Thank you. So much mumbling. The third story has a very controversial title, but it's actually very funny. Hide and Seek, or When I Felt Like a Prisoner in Auschwitz. So my cousin and I, she was my cousin, but I felt like she was my sister, because she would come by very often to visit me and play with me, because I had no siblings, and she had no siblings until she was like 8 or something. So we would just hang around and play all the weird stuff that you play on a farm. And a farm is a very dangerous place, because a lot of things can kill you. You can fall off stuff and like die in a very gruesome way. But also it's an amazing place to play hide and seek. It's dangerous still, but it's an amazing place to hide and seek. One day even I climbed a haystack. It's probably the stupidest hiding place to be found, because well, you climb a haystack and then you're visible like to everyone. But I decided to run down from it, and I fell and like twisted my arm. I was just like, what's happening? But this magical witch from our village twisted it back, and then everything was okay, because here we have witches. Yeah. Well, I prefer witches to doctors. They understand me. So, anyway, we are... our chicken also loved to play hide and seek. Not to brag, because, well, I felt like we have, like, the similar souls and everything. But they would hide in, like, the most bizarre places to lay eggs. And we would find eggs in, like, the weirdest places possible. Like, in the middle of a tire of a car that's, like, been being used. in the middle of like the this big barrel that you use for poisonous pesticides to put in the field and stuff like that. So yeah, they would lay eggs literally everywhere. And sometimes if you don't find the eggs, they would lay chicks and you would have a lot of chicks suddenly out of nowhere. We are trying to avoid that because we already had too many chickens to actually feed them. I didn't mind. I was playing hide and seek with my cousin. It was my turn, so I decided to hide in a doghouse, the kennel. And I get inside because it was quite a big doghouse. The dog was already dead, so like I didn't bother him in anything. But it was a boxer's dog's house. Like he died a few years before, and the doghouse just stayed. And I get inside, and it's basically like discovering a holy grail, because I discovered like 7 or 8 beautiful chicken eggs inside. And I was just like, oh my god, my mom and granny and everyone is going to be so proud. So I decided just to put all the eggs into my t-shirt, put them all in, and get outside and be like, Monica, look what I found. And suddenly, out of nowhere, I have no idea what was going on. She started screaming when she looked at me. So she was screaming and then she ran away. So I was just like, oh my god, what happened? I don't know. But then I looked at the eggs, I looked at my hands, and suddenly I thought I'm going to faint because I was all black, covered in fleas. In disgusting black fleas all over my body, like everywhere. And I could, like, as soon as I saw them, I could feel them everywhere, like every inch. So my mom comes running around from the house. She saw me. She started screaming herself. She undressed me. She took scissors from the pen. She cut my hair, put it all next to me, and set it on fire. She took a hose and started hosing me down. So yeah, can you see the analogy now? So she's hosing me down with cold water. I'm screaming myself because I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know, like, am I going to die or am I going to... Yeah, but as soon as she finished hosing me, it was in the summer, so it wasn't that cruel. It wasn't like winter and she hosed me and like froze to death. No, it was like 40 degrees, so it was fine. Fortunately, the pool outside was still filled with water. It was a different water. It wasn't the water from the shitty ducks. So she took like a massive bottle of shampoo and just started to shampoo me with... it wasn't my shampoo. It was the dog's shampoo against the fleas. So after all that, I was just like standing there naked, bald, and smelling like a dog. So yeah, it was quite a ravishing experience, and I don't recommend it to anyone. Thank you so much. Well, we're getting really fast through this, so we'll be done soon, because this is story number 4. It's about my samurai grandpa and the monster cock. So, we moved out of the farm when I was 11, but before that, like, since I remember, I would remember my new house, well, new then, my current house being built since I was a kid, and it was like a very big family effort. My great-grandparents, my grandparents, and my parents and me as well would help out building this house, and it was like a big, like, my dad, because he finished architecture, he kind of designed it. Everything was made all, like, we made it all by ourselves. So when I was about 6-7 years old, my grandfather would come to help us out with putting, I don't know how you call it, but it's like this plastic that you put outside of the house to use it as elevation. It's kind of like boards. You see it probably in the American or Canadian architecture, because that was kind of the style that we were going for. And the boards are really long and really sharp, because they have to kind of click together in order to form a pattern on the wall. So, but they were also very, very durable and very, 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 very difficult to cut. So we would have to cut it on a special machine that was like at our neighbor's house. So I would, like, every day, me and my grandparent, we would just run around from our neighbor's house to our house to actually cut all the boards. And that was the time when we had the worst rooster in the world on a farm. Like, I'm literally, like, he was attacking everyone. He was super cocky, no pun intended. And he, yeah, I was scared of him. Like, if I saw this creature, like, running around freely, I would just go inside the house and wait until it was gone, because it was so scary. So I'm coming back from the neighbor with all the boards cut, everything nice. And suddenly I see the rooster, and the rooster is right in front of me. And I kind of panicked and froze and didn't know what to do. But the rooster, I could see that he wants to attack me, because he was starting to get all... I didn't know what to do. So I just froze there and stood there. And then it started attacking me. So I started to run away. But it was faster because I was fat. Well, sorry, that was another thing. When I was a kid, I was really fat. So, yeah. I tried to run away, but I couldn't. So I fell over and it started to claw me and bite me and everything. And I was crying my eyes out. And my grandfather would come. And he grabbed one of the planks that I dropped on the floor. And he tried to kind of get the rooster away from me, but he was doing it so vigorously that with one swish he kind of cut the rooster's head off. And then suddenly the blood started dripping from its neck, and the rooster, you know, because if you cut the head, the nerves are still working, so the rooster started running around spilling blood all over me, and I was just like, oh my god, what's happening? Now it's even worse. And I was just, and then it fell on the floor, me covered in blood, the rooster covered in blood, and my grandma coming out of the house, what did you do to my kid? Yeah, but since then, at least I didn't have a problem with a very weird and aggressive rooster. But instead, I achieved another traumatic memory from my childhood. Do that make sense? Okay, thank you. Should I say the story? Tell the story about grandma?
Yeah.
It's very explicit, though. I hope you're going to run it at midnight. At midnight or never. So at every big construction site, like our house, there is like always a pile of sand. And me and my cousin, we love to play in it. We adored building castles, and we would have our own castle. Like she would have a castle, I would have a castle. And we would always like bring special ingredients to make the cement, as we were calling it. So we would make it out of dirt, out of clay, like a concoction mixture. And we would always compare the consistency and the kind of texture of our concoctions and our cements, because we wanted to have like the best houses there. So one day, like completely out of nowhere, when I created my beautiful concoction, it was like gooey brown concoction of sand and clay mostly. My sister touches it and is like, huh, it kind of feels like grandma's breast. She's like, what do you mean? It's like, yeah, it kind of feels like grandma's breast. It's like, how can you tell? Well, because she showed me. I was like, but why? And she was like, oh, no, no reason. She was just changing, and I just was fascinated with it. Probably, I don't know. I didn't hear her side of the story. How did she find out about it? But basically, she said to me, would you like to try? And I was like, well, I was 5 at that time, and she was 3. So I was just like, why not? So we went to Granny's place, and... the first thing we asked was, Granny, is it okay if we touch your breasts? And my grandma was like, but why? Oh, because we are creating this elevation and like this this cement concoction and blah blah blah. And then she was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. So obviously it wasn't too explicit, like she wasn't like showing it off. But yeah, we would sat down, Monica on one side and me on the second side, or my grandmother, and she was like, okay, you can have a try now. So we reached, and yeah, she was right. It was exactly the same consistency as my cement. And the more you know, the richer person you are, right? I believe so. And yeah, in any way, I don't think it was. It can be qualified as child molesting. I don't think so. Or can it? The world will never know. Thank you. As a bonus story, I can tell this story about me and my cousin that I already told to Liana, but it will be like an extended version of the Christmas show. And the games we were playing with my cousin, because they're quite fun and they're quite inventive. And I think most of the children had played them, but not in a way we were playing them, because we were kind of weird, as you can probably tell. One of them was kind of mini playback show, so we would have our favorite singers and favorite CDs or something like that, and we would just dress up, usually in our grandma's clothes, because granny had a lot of old, like old-timey dresses, old-timey gowns, and old-timey kind of laces and stuff like that. So we would dress up in her gowns and pretend that we're Britney Spears, because that's awesome. And my way of making my hair look longer was putting a t-shirt on my head that was yellow and pretending that it's hair. So yeah, we would play. And we even had, like, we were such smart kids. Well, stupid, but smart in our weird way. We had even variations of the game. And we would ask each other if we want to play number one, variation number one, variation number two, or variation three, or variation four. Which was one, using just one CD. Second one was picking a performer, like for example, you would sing Britney, you would sing Ricky Martin, and then our stuffed toys would judge us. Like we had like a panel of judges with stuffed toys, and they were judging us. And the third one was the mean one, because I was picking something for her and she was picking something for me. So I knew she would pick something horrible that I didn't like, and she would pick something I didn't like as well. Like for example, some Polish vocalists that I didn't like. Like, my mom had a lot of cassettes like that on some disco. At that time, I was stupid and I didn't like disco, so... and the fourth variation, which was the weirdest one, because we would just play the radio and do it spontaneously to the radio song. And that was actually the most fun, because you would never know what was being played. And sometimes the songs were kind of... especially if we were playing late at night. Because, yeah, when you're a kid... on a farm, you're left alone and supervised like until like midnight. No one cares. Everyone cares about the tomatoes and mushrooms and not about the kids. So the kids are free to do whatever. Hide, like get killed, whatever. And we also had this game which we were playing, because I wasn't a very confident kid. So my 3-year-old sister, and then like she's 2 years old, 2 years younger than me, she would kind of always bully me into playing whatever she wants, because otherwise she would cry or rip my head off my neck. So we were playing these games with her toys, which were mostly dolls and like girl shit. But we had two dolls that we always argue so much about, and we called them Byronettes because of Britney's songs Baby One More Time. Because we, in our children's brains, when Britney sings, oh baby, baby, we thought she's singing, oh, Byron, Byron. And that's why we called them Byronettes. And there was always like a massive quarrel, who's getting a Byronette. And sometimes, like very often, we didn't even start playing, because the quarrel would escalate so badly that, for example, I would push her on a wardrobe, something would fall on her head, she would start pulling my hair out of my head, like all this horrible stuff. We were always bruised, like we were so heavily bruised or with like cuts and bleeding noses and stuff after we were playing. But I guess that's what siblings do, or even if they're fake siblings. I don't know. My only siblings were chicken. So yeah, that was like a bonus story just for you. And thank you so much for coming. I hope that you were not too bored or creeped out by the weird stuff that I did as a kid. And hopefully the next episode will be about Jane. Because we're pushing this ant-licking business.